Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, this is Keith Overt, everybody. Good afternoon. Broadcasting live from I-10 Wired. I have two special guests in our studio booth right now. I have Allison and Lisa, both from Saltmarsh, Cleveland, and Gunn, which I have to say is a firm close to my heart.
Why is that,
sometimes
Keith?
Closer than I want it to be.
Can you say
it in your living room sometimes?
Yeah,
huh?
Living room, sometimes the back deck, sometimes it's in the car. So, yes, the other beautiful half of myself, Tracy, works with you. So
yes, she does.
I sort of coordinated with her and you guys to maybe get you on the spot a little bit. But let's talk about Saltmarsh, Cleveland, and Gunn, because that's what we're here for. So any one of you jump in.
Sure. We're a large regional firm headquartered here in Pensacola, Florida.
Very large firm.
We are.
Yeah.
We have over 100 professionals and have the mothership here in Pensacola,
yeah.
as well as some Tampa, Orlando, and Fort Walton Beach offices.
So, specializing in everything CPA, right? And everything accounting.
We're a full-service firm. We have the traditional auditing, tax services, as well as litigation support, IT, which is why we're here today.
Yeah, I didn't see Robin either. I thought maybe she'd be able to get out of the house for a minute. So,
yeah.
And you guys, I know, are very active in the community as well. So, you know, to see you guys here, and I started running through my head, because when Tracy says, well, you know, Allison's going to be there, and she was like, why would Saltmarsh be at a place like this? And then we started talking yesterday. I mean, you guys are just at risk as well as wanting to develop stuff IT-wise. I mean, everything you guys do is on a computer, right? Sometimes in the living room and sometimes in the car. So to have you, and I know Stefan's not here with us right now, but, you know, he's your IT guru, right? So
Stefan Reyes.
What was he checking out today? Or were y'all hanging out with him? Or?
Well, we kind of split up and did our own paths. They had the several different tracks,
sure.
And I think most of us were in different sessions.
So what did you do?
I did a little medley of things.
Yeah?
I did some of the cybersecurity track. That really interests me because my main focus is on auditing.
Right.
And I found that that content would be what would be most applicable to my clients as they come up on security concerns. A lot of them aren't as sophisticated as some of the companies that are here today.
Some are still doing triple copy, aren't they?
So I want to know what the trends are out there and what the risks are, so that when we talk to them, we know what to look for and how to advise them, what kind of consultants they might need to talk to, what concerns they should have in their business.
Well, and a lot of people may not know this, but that is a big part of what you guys do in the audit, is not only audit somebody and go through their records and make sure that they're, you know, in line and doing legitimate things, but you guys are also looking for things that put them at risk, right?
We are, not necessarily as part of the audit itself. That's kind of its own engagement off to the side, and maybe more in line with, you know, the other services we offer, to really be an all-encompassing advisor, more than just your auditor or your tax preparer, which is what Lisa works in. Yeah.
Right, which is, so it's kind of one of those, if you see it, you got to be able to say something about it, right?
Well, sure, you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're out there trying to help our clients. And that's one way to do it.
Lisa, you're sitting over here kind of quiet. talk to us about the interesting world of tax.
Well, one thing that's happened a lot in the last 2 years, I'd say, is a lot of people are getting notices or getting calls from people saying they're from the IRS, and this is part of the security. So the cybersecurity people are hacking into their tax accounts with the IRS, and they're also getting people calling them and asking, say, you owe us money.
Right.
And
they're scamming.
So scamming.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of that.
Because if the real IRS does call to get in your tax account, it's more in the phone call, isn't it?
They usually send a number of letters.
Yeah,
that's because you
are duly notified.
Yeah, you get letters first. Yeah. You don't just get a call out of the blue. But
that's
they're, and it's scary. They call out of these older people.
Yeah, who may not just be up to par with some of the information out there.
Some pay, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I get an email from this prince in Nigeria who needs me to send him money, and I don't know if I should send it to him or not, or if it's just another scam just like that. But I think that
no,
is.
No, he's real.
Oh, he is.
We all know that prince, don't we?
We've all gotten that email, I guess, then. So, but you're right. People are out there actively looking to scam other people, and you're able to help that to make sure their taxes are correct and online and up to date. Is that right?
Yes. We actually, for those people that are scammed, they get a special password, and every year they get a new password to file their tax return.
Very good.
Have to have it. That's how they're securing those people.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and I know that you guys have a huge IT structure because I know Robin, and I know the things that she's done to be able to fix Tracy's computer, and I know the things that she's done to be able to fix my computer and not even have to be in the same state, you know, to be able to do it. So I could only imagine, you know, the technology like this would hopefully make your jobs easier, you know, as we move. I hope, because I know you guys are putting in tons of time to do this kind of stuff, but it is all digital, and you hope that your clients are as educated as you guys are at doing that. I think you're nodding your head. So,
well,
I
we've come a long way. When I first started in the profession, we were still, and Lisa will know this as well, we were still using the paper files and doing everything, well, in Excel, but printing it out and sticking it in a file and then making markings on it and everything. So we've come a long way being all paperless and digital and backing things up on the cloud now. And
there you go. That,
like,
here's that word again. I keep hearing it all day.
The rest of the world.
Cybersecurity.
Yeah, cybersecurity, cloud,
hackers.
More
than you need to know about cybersecurity.
So much. So some of it I just want to go bury my head in the sand, but they told me that doesn't work either. So what else did you attend today other than just the cybersecurity piece of it?
Well, Lisa and I both attended the session on entrepreneurs first getting in to the field and how to some best tips as to how to make money.
Sure, which can apply to even non-entrepreneurs. I mean,
Do you have entrepreneurial dreams of yourself? Maybe one day stepping out.
I don't think I'm going to go out and develop applications and sell them to the
But we all want to make money, right?
That is true. But it's interesting you would attend that particular session.
It had money in the title.
Yeah, I guess that's why, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, and I think one of the things that we've seen today is that regardless of what regardless of the industry that these guys are in, a lot of what they do and a lot of the things that they've been sharing carry across the board. No matter where you work or what you do.
I agree.
You know, you guys heading over to the reception? Thinking about it?
I'm not. Nope. I don't know if Lisa is.
You have to go work, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I have to pick up my my munchkins.
Your munchkins, yes, the clan.
Very good.
Very cool.
Dad gets to play tonight.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. Let's tell everybody, you know, if somebody wants to be interested or is interested in Salt Marsh, where are we sending them? Web address.
Where our office is, 900 North 12th Avenue, Pensacola.
Yeah, you really can't miss it, huh?
Yeah, it's a big red brick building next to the old Sacred Heart office.
We're actually in the old nursing school that was attached to Sacred Heart Hospital. So it's a historic building.
Very familiar.
It's been renovated.
Yes.
It's a very cool building,
too. It has an interesting history.
It does have an interesting history.
Yeah.
How about a web address or a web page?
Saltmarshcpa.com.
Okay. So anything else that you guys know about Salt Marsh that I don't, that I need to? Tracy doesn't tell me everything, so.
There's a lot. Like I said, we're a full-service firm. We specialize in both the traditional services and stuff you wouldn't ordinarily think about, a lot of which is covered on our webpage.
Okay.
And we have a lot of the different information about the industries that we
Because Allison doesn't do marketing, so we're going to make sure we get it right. We're going to send them to the webpage.
Yeah, I'm a CPA for crying out loud.
Marketing's out of the box, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you ladies for stopping by, and I'm glad we got to talk about Salt Marsh a little bit today. And, you know, we'll put some links up on our site, too, so we can hopefully direct some traffic to you guys and maybe make Molly and Charles smile for us.
Yeah,
we like to make the boss people happy.
Yeah, we like it. That's it. Free press.
Good
so,
deal.
Again, thanks for coming by, and good luck picking up your kids. And you're going, aren't you?
Well, it's my wedding anniversary, so I probably should get my spouse.
Okay. All right.
I'm out drinking. I was thinking about that.
And before we get out, Keith, I just want to say a big thanks to you and Pensacola Business Radio for making this happen. I-10 Wired for letting us be a part of this 2015 Tech Summit down here in Pensacola. And, man, it's been a great time. I mean, if they call this work, you don't want to leave, do you?
Yeah,
no, this isn't work to me. It's just hanging out with some fun people, interesting conversations, and really people who are passionate about their community. So thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Absolutely.
And thanks for Pensacola Business Radio and everybody who made it happen on your team, you know, behind the scenes. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you can find us at Pensacola Radio X or on our Facebook page at Pensacola Business Radio or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. So again, ladies, thank you for coming. Safe travels getting out of here, and have a good afternoon.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.